The Skagway Assembly takes on a local housing crisis, a new fishermen's group has formed in Haines, and a Juneau Folk Festival legend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly will take up an ordinance regulating vacation rentals at a regular meeting Thursday. It comes up as the municipality looks for ways to alleviate a seasonal housing shortage. The Planning and Zoning Commission is recommending the ordinance as it determined vacation rentals have a negative effect on the availability of seasonal housing. The commission recommends conditionally permitting vacation rentals with a limit of 25 permits for those not occupied by the property owner. Also on the agenda, the FY19 budget has its introduction and first reading. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says there are no big surprises or changes. General revenue is expected to increase based on cruise passenger projections and utility rate hikes. The Assembly is also set to adopt a resolution establishing new parking zones in Skagway. The resolution, postponed from the April 5th Assembly meeting, aims at streamlining traffic flow, reducing confusion, and better accommodating increasing tourist-related traffic. The public will have a chance to weigh in on a resolution that would establish a 3-year plan to temporarily provide annual permits allowing for the habitation of recreational vehicles. The proposal from the Planning and Zoning Commission is meant to align with the development of a new RV park across the Skagway River Bridge. Also on the agenda is a public hearing, second reading, and adoption of an ordinance amending the Naku Bay Conservation Management Plan and repealing the Matthews Creek Area Management Plan. The Assembly will meet in executive session at the end of the meeting for Borough Manager Scott Hahn's evaluation and contract negotiations. The meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. There is a new fishermen's group in Haines called the Haines Fishermen's Alliance. Haines resident J.R. Churchill helped form the group, which he says will work to advocate for salmon and salmon habitat.
It's a group of fishermen who have serious questions about having a large-scale industrial mine above the watershed that's feeding our industry, our fish.
Churchill says the alliance was formed to counter development of a large-scale hard rock mine from what is now the exploration at Palmer Project by Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources Limited. Churchill is a longtime member of Lynn Canal Gillnetters Association and led the group for many years. He recently moved away from leadership in that group so that he could work on advocating for salmon and against large-scale mining in the Chilkat and Killeheny watersheds. He says the alliance does not plan to form a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
It is a group who will be taking a public stance concerning mining issues, whether that is writing letters or looking at what legal avenues maybe could be explored, or putting in some safeguards for salmon and for habitat.
Churchill added that the group started out with commercial fishermen, but he hopes to eventually include sport and subsistence fishermen too. Another fishing group, Northern Southeast Gillnetters, formed earlier this year in Haines as a response to fishermen not feeling represented by the United Southeast Alaska Gillnetter Association. The Alaska Folk Festival wrapped up Sunday in Juneau. It drew hundreds of musicians and thousands of audience members, but one longtime performer was missing. Art Johns, an 85-year-old Yukoner and singer of cowboy songs, couldn't attend because of a broken hip, but you can still hear him. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld gives us this profile.
There's a bridle hanging on the wall, in the saddle in an empty stall.
Art Johns has been playing at the Alaska Folk Festival since 1995, but his musical roots go way back, almost 80 years. He grew up in the rural Yukon towns of Carcross and Tagish, around 60 miles northeast of the Alaska border. Johns' first inspiration came from phonographs his sister got from a mail-order catalog. The family listened to them on a human-powered machine.
I crank a wheel, a handle to get the spring loaded, and listen to her music. She liked the Carter Family and Jimmy Rogers and stuff like that. That wore off on me, and I'm the one that started playing.
Johns loved the music and started singing along. Then another relative decided to help him take another step.
I had a cousin that was the same age as my sister, and he taught me three chords on a guitar, and he says, okay, now you can do your singing. Oh, you Mississippi River, with water so deep and wide, my thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide.
Along with the music, Johns learned subsistence traditions passed down by his parents, who were Tlingit and Tagish. He also learned the family business, becoming a big game outfitter, hunting guide, and game warden. The work involved a lot of horse wrangling.
I like being a cowboy. You're out there and riding your horse and you do what you want. You read the signs of the land, not some person that made this up for you.
Campfire coffee from a tin cup in my hand sure warms the fingers when it's cold.
Then, in the 1990s, a filmmaker decided to make a documentary called Life's Dream. It shows Johns caring for his horses and teaching one of his sons how to track, shoot, and skin a moose. The producer wanted to include the country song God Must Be a Cowboy. Johns said no, but the filmmaker was insistent.
By golly, I learned it and I sang it, and that's when the public got to know that I played music. So I was getting phone calls from here and there, come to do a coffee house or something. So that's how it all started.
And I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass, trees, and mountains, and a horse to be a friend. Trails to lead old cowboys home again.
Around the same time, Johns connected with Alaska musicians playing a cross-border festival. That led him to the Big Juno event, where he became a regular, performing all but a few years since. At age 84, Johns is slowing down. He says his fingers don't always do what he wants them to, but he plans to play for as long as he can. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juno.
Storm clouds may gather and the heavy rains may come. When the storm is over, we'll share the golden sun. And I'll still love you just the same, till I'm just a picture in a frame.
For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.